let's move on here to Charlie, who's calling us from Buckley. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, good afternoon, Dr. Wright.
Hello, sir.
I have a question about the wife. She's, last couple of days, kind of retaining swelling. She thinks she's retaining water, like her rings started getting tight. And what could cause that, do you know?
Oh, well, there's several different things that might. Let's see. I'm sorry to ask, but how old is she?
She's 76.
Okay. Now, some of the ones that we really hope we don't have, but we have to know about, is that if the kidneys aren't working as well as they might, yeah, we retain water. If the heart is getting a little weak, we retain water then too. And also, if the liver isn't functioning properly, we can retain water. Now, those are not always the major causes. One of the causes I run into with people of all ages happens to be eating stuff they're allergic to, and their bodies will put on water. I'm not quite sure why, maybe to try to dilute the aggravating allergy, but just plain old allergy can do it sometimes. And so sometimes people will just say, well, I think I'll try a 24-hour fast with just a little bit of food here and see if the water goes away. And if it does, must be something I was eating. But those other things, they would need to be checked out with the help from a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Okay, now one other thing here, sir. One other question to ask you, but we're getting up towards our break, so can you hang on, sir, please?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, well, nice music. I like it a lot, but we better get back to folks who are waiting here. Charlie, you still there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Another question I want to ask you about is, does she have any ongoing health problems that she has to keep under control?
Yes, she has. She has COPD, so she has to use a nebulizer. She uses a nebulizer twice a day with budesonide and Brovana twice a day.
Okay, and hopefully that's all she has to be working on for her health. Nothing else?
Absolutely. She doesn't take anything else but a baby aspirin every day and some supplements. I mean, other than that, her heart rate, she's had heart tests, things like that. There is one thing that it does throw into this situation. Now, three days ago, she decided to go out, and she's out there working in a little garden area. So she did that for 2 days, and this is, I'm telling her, what would cause her exercising and down in the dirt there, sitting out there digging in that little garden. That's what would cause the swelling there since she was out doing that. She's not used to doing that.
Well, that is a possibility, sir. Now, it's very, very hard to say in any one instance, but in that case, let me put it another way, to investigate that, one could simply get one's fingers on some of the botanicals that help with fluid retention. And if it goes away with that, obviously it wasn't a lack of botanical that caused it, but it may have been that exercise that she's not accustomed to that you're talking about. So some of the ones that work the best include hawthorn. That has a whole lot of experience behind it for helping people to lose water. Also celery seed, and you can find celery seed extract in all the natural food stores. And my grandma, she would, I'm not kidding you now, she would go out into our yard. I grew up in Ohio. We had a big old yard. And she would dig up dandelion root and clean it, and then she'd chop it all up and turn it into dandelion root tea. And when I asked her what she was doing that for, when I happened to be a little kid, she told me it kept the water off. So other people have found that, too. So there are a number of botanicals, ask the health food store people, that will take water off. But remember, it's not because of a dandelion or a celery root deficiency. No kidding. And if it doesn't go with that, we have to start looking for the cause.
Sure. Well, that's what, you know, with the exercise, the thing is she's not used to that because of the COPD. You know, she gets winded and tired, and yet she's stubborn. She says, I'm going to go off and do this. And you know what I'm saying? Just she's stubborn enough to do that. So I just figured that's it was the exercise that she wasn't used to doing. And then
okay, well, bear with me for one other thing, sir. Sorry to interrupt there. And that is that the Lung Research Institute of Georgetown University Medical School has just absolutely nailed down that lungs can regenerate, and they also have shown that women's lungs deteriorate after menopause at a much more rapid rate than men's lungs do, because men's testosterone goes down slowly and gradually, women's estrogen goes down kerplunk like that, and in experimental animals. And by the way, these researchers at Georgetown University have said in print that lung degeneration and regeneration in mice and humans is exactly the same thing. It works exactly the same. And what they've shown in mice, which they can't show in people because they'd have to do lung biopsies all the time, is that the lungs of what they call elderly mice can be rejuvenated to look like lungs of middle-aged mice just simply by using estrogen. That's not something that a lot of people think of starting at age 77, but if her lungs are in that bad shape, she might be considering working with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable and knows what the heck they're doing with natural medicine and estrogen and progesterone, even in our 70s. Hey, I have a relative who's 77, and she's taking her bioidentical hormones. So it can be done. Now, that relative didn't happen to have COPD, but again, this research from Georgetown is beyond question that lungs can be regenerated, and estrogen is the main thing that does it. For ladies.
Yes. Well, anyway, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, and I hope you can find something to do to get that water off, sir.
Yeah, less gardening, I guess.
Well,
oh,
either
thank
that.
You for my advice. It's very good. It's very good. You're a pretty smart man.
Well, thank you for saying so, sir. I just study a lot, so. Okay, well, thanks for calling, sir.